After a breathtaking season on and off Broadway last year, where he directed A View from the Bridge, The Crucible, and Lazarus, and won both a Tony and a Drama Desk Award, Ivo van Hove brings Amsterdam's Toneel Group. How well did I pronounce that?
It was very good.
He brings the Toneel Group to BAM this weekend with his production of Kings of War, which combines and condenses five of Shakespeare's plays, Henry V, the three Henry VI plays, and Richard III, to create an exploration of individuals and power, tales of murders, deaths, and betrayals. It opens at BAM's Howard Gilman Opera House tonight and runs through Sunday, November 6th, and I'm very pleased it has brought Ivo van Hove to our show now. Welcome.
Thank you.
You begin with a slow montage of the British king, starting with the current successor to the throne and moving backward in time until you get to Henry V. Is there a direct and linear connection from the present to the era of political turmoil and war that's portrayed in the Kings of War?
For me, there is clearly. I think, for me anyway, when I think about politics, when I think about leadership, the big themes of our time, then I always go back to Shakespeare, and Shakespeare tells us a lot about today. And I wanted to make that explicitly clear from the beginning of the show, because it's the first thing that happens in the show.
Well, this has been shown in the Netherlands, but given the timing, was that on purpose?
I think that BAM knew that this was going to happen, this week. So yes, it was on purpose, I think.
And you've added a few contemporary touches, like having characters make phone calls to President Obama, Angela Merkel, and Vladimir Putin to underscore the point?
It's that happens in Richard III, and that's the moment that Richard III feels really on top of the world. He thinks he is going to get everything that he was craving for his whole life. And then I allowed my actor a little aside there. What they did in Shakespeare's times also, they improvise sometimes. So it's a little improvisation, which makes a lot of sense, I think. But you have to come and enjoy it.
What does the audience get from seeing these plays condense into one evening that they might not if they saw the plays sequentially?
Well, by bringing them together in a four-hour show, and you mentioned them, it's like five plays, including Richard III. On itself, it would be 3 hours when you play it. So we condensed it because we wanted to deal with a theme. And the theme for this production was leadership. I think leadership in our times is one of the most important things we should think about. And I think we witnessed that here in New York the last year and a half a lot, when people only are shouting to each other, are blaming each other to be a liar, that should be in prison and things like that. So we forget that leadership is presenting the people a vision, a view, a future, to give us a future, to give us a little bit of hope, not like useless or not like meaningless hope, but hope that's really based on something. And I think Shakespeare told us a lot in these Henry V, Henry VI, and Richard III about what different leaders do in different circumstances.
We should point out that this is not unique to the United States. In the Netherlands right now, a political leader is going on trial for things that he has said about immigrants.
Which I don't agree with, that he should go to trial for it.
You think that it was a free speech?
And I don't agree with his point viewpoints at all. That I want to say that on top of it, because he is ultra-right.
Well, getting back to the topic at hand, when you first read these plays, did you see them as essentially being of one piece with themes and a story that continues from play to play?
Yeah.
Because the American director Sam Gold said that you've made them into a theatrical binge-watch cable series.
Well, he saw it in Amsterdam, indeed. And I think Sam is right in a way that you see it begins with this Henry V, you know. We show a little piece of Henry IV, and you see him as a young kid partying, not really a very serious guy. And then, and that's so greatly written by Shakespeare in that play, you witness him developing into really perhaps the best of the three leaders, who deals with a very extreme circumstances, namely the war between France and England at that time, and he deals with it in a very sensitive way and in a very adult way. And with Henry VI, you see a man, a king inspired by religion, Christianity in this case, And at the same time, you see how he is not able to make his vision work. And his power is being eaten up by all his advisors. So the advisors take power, and then it becomes a chaotic situation.
Shakespeare was also writing within a complicated political situation, and these plays reflect the political situation at the time when Queen Elizabeth was in power, and then later when King James was in power. These are political plays.
These are really political plays, and they are in his time already, he referred to histories that were centuries, has happened centuries before, and I think for us it's the same. So don't expect an old-fashioned Shakespeare, expect a Shakespeare that resonates with us today.
You did a similar Shakespearean distillation with your production called The Roman Plays. Does this production follow logically from that one?
Yeah, The Roman Plays, we did it in 2007. It came to BAM also 2 years ago, also to the Opera House. We still play it. Next year we go to Chile, for instance, and to the London, to the Barbican again. So I waited for a long time. I had the idea immediately to get a bit of Roman plays, I have to admit, but I didn't want the people to think, oh, he wants to do his success over again. And I really wanted it to be different. So it is a different experience from the Roman tragedies.
But what about the aspect of power? Does power operate differently in those plays, which were set in Rome, as opposed to these set in Shakespeare's own country?
For me, this production is about politics and political mechanisms. It's a little bit different from what leadership is about. You know, it should be the same, perhaps. And you see in this case how politicians get to power and how they use their power then, sometimes for their own profit, sometimes for the best of the public, or sometimes they think they do it for the best in the interest of the people, but they end up doing something totally wrong, like for instance in Julius Caesar, Brutus is doing. He really thinks he needs to kill Julius Caesar in order to make society better, which is of course a fatal mistake.
I remember in The Kings, there was a staggering body count, and you illustrated that at the end by placing the bodies on a conveyor belt that circled the stage. I've read that you were traumatized as a kid by the death of Bambi's mother in the Disney film. Is death a theme in much of your work in the same way that power is?
Yeah, I think. And it is. I'm 58 now, since last week, so...
Congratulations, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Well, I don't know. But of course, I'm much more aware about death, but I always was. I had it in me since I was a young kid. I lost one of my best friends very early on, and of course, a lot of people have lost somebody, but with me, it did something with me, and it stayed in my work. But of course, you know, it would be stupid when you're an artist, when you're a theater maker, if you're not interested in death, why would you be interested in life?
My guest is Ivo van Hove, whose new production, Kings of War, with the Toneel Group, is currently at the Howard Gilmore Opera House at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and it runs from tonight through next Sunday. The Dutch word waarachtig has been used in describing your work. What does it mean?
Waarachtig is... It is a beautiful Dutch word, but it has different possible meanings. It's telling the truth, but also being sincere.
And it's a word in Dutch,
like,
but not in
most.
There's no English word that's comparable.
No, not really.
What do you think that is?
Veritable, perhaps. I don't know. It's a little bit. It's touching on the truth, but in a sincere way, because the truth doesn't exist. Eh? Let's be serious.
Realer than reality. Is that a way of describing it?
Waarachtig, yes. It's all in that word. It's a very complicated, beautiful Dutch word.
You've directed other English language works, From the Bridge, The Crucible, Lazarus, in English. Why have you chosen to perform Shakespeare, who gave the English language so many words, in Dutch?
Because I got the question already a lot, you know, in New York and in London, to direct Shakespeare. I always refused up to this moment. Perhaps sometimes it will happen, but I'm not so sure. because I feel there is a huge tradition in how you have to do these plays. And of course, I'm known by now that I can liberate that. I can liberate preconceptions. But in the case of Shakespeare, it's, I think, in the English tradition, it's a little bit hard. And in Dutch, of course, you're much freer, because we need translations. That's already my first choice as a director. Who am I going to ask to make a new version, a translation of it?
Well, Russians say that Shakespeare is better in Russian than he is in English. What about in Dutch?
Well, he sounds very good in Dutch, and we have great authors that have made wonderful translations. I don't call it versions, but translations of the work. So yes, it gives another, it's a certain point of view, an extra certain point of view. But in English, it sounds also already great.
So do you have subtitles?
Yes, of course.
And or it's super very, titles?
Yeah, it's super titles, actually, because they're above the stage. And we are very specialized in that because we tour the whole world. And with these big productions, we do it all the time. So people shouldn't be scared. They will be able to follow everything.
Now, you mentioned leadership is a subject of real interest to you. Is that natural because you're a director?
Yes, of course, because as a director, you're supposed to be a leader. I don't consider a director as a police agent on stage, just to say go from left to right and come a little bit more downstage. I see a director as having, a good director should have a vision, a view on a play.
Are the strengths and weaknesses that make good and poor leaders still the same now as they were in these plays? I mean, Shakespeare really shows us not only our strengths, but definitely shows us our weaknesses.
But that's the great greatness about his writing. Even with Richard III, who is a despicable man, from the first second on, even with him, you start somehow to like him, and then to hate him again, and then to like him again. So that's what, in that way, Shakespeare, he wrote, his texts are very theatrical. They deal with big themes, the big chunky themes of our life, but he does it in a way that we, as a human being, we feel that there is human beings on stage, and that's what he could do very, very well.
How long has this group, the Toneel group, been in existence? Did you create
30,
it?
Somebody, I had one predecessor, and I'm with the group now for 16 years already.
It's said that when you use actors that you know, as with the Toneel group, you like to create dangerous combinations of actors on stage.
Yeah, but I have a company of actors, an ensemble of actors, which doesn't exist anymore in America, and also almost not in England.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that, but it's only a group of 22, so I have to excite them always, you know. And if a combination is successful between an actor and an actor, I tend to wait a little bit to bring them together again, because otherwise it can become a little bit like routine, and I want to avoid that.
And you have them work off book in the first rehearsals?
But all over the world they do it now, but with me, so I'm very happy. I think it's great to not have to look at the paper, not to have a book in your hand, so that you can really act. Because act to act is to act and react. And to react, you have to look and to feel the other person. And when you look at your book, that's very hard to do.
Why do you use such high production values in this compared to the minimal staging that you use in the Arthur Miller plays?
Yeah, but that's because I always look at the play, and every play, as I think, should be directed in a different way. So I don't have a certain style. Of course, you see a certain signature, I think, of Jan Verswijfeld, who is a scenographer, very important always, and me, and Tal Jardin from Brooklyn, who is our video artist that we work with already for 15 years together with. In this case with the Shakespeare, I thought that the maximum production should be made, and not a minimal production should be made,
so
to really go to the heart of what the characters are about.
So we get a lot of video as well.
Video, live music, everything.
And that live music, mostly trombonists, it's interesting that you don't have them playing during the battle scenes. The battle scenes are quiet.
Yeah, because the battle scenes, we don't really show them. There is no battle scene really on stage. Eh? It's all a little bit...
They're implied.
Yes. And also sometimes we just give the factual information. And I think the battle scenes are about death and about dying and about the extreme sacrifice you can do for your country. It's an intense thing.
Do you think this would work just as well in English?
I'm going to say yes, but yeah.
I wonder what Shakespeare would say to what we have done to him over the years, not just
I think
here,
he would be very happy because he was a real theater man. And as I said before, he allowed improvisation. And of course, he never wrote it down. There's never a book edited while he was alive. It's done later, you know. And I think there is a misunderstanding that we shouldn't consider it as something you cannot so-called touch. You have to understand very well what the plays are about and not fool around with these bigger, deep themes.
Ivo Vanhove's production of Kings of War, which combines and condenses five of Shakespeare's plays, Henry V, the three Henry VI plays, and Richard III, is at the Howard Gilman Opera House tonight, runs through Sunday, November 6th. For ticket information, you go to our show page at wnyc.org. Thank you so much for being on
our show.
Thank
you for having me.